Conventional truths can be divided into gross conventional truths and subtle conventional truths. This very important distinction. We can understand how all phenomena have these two levels, gross and conventional. Gross just means it's easy to understand. Subtle just means it's more difficult to understand. We can understand this by considering the example of a car. The car depending on its causes, the car depending on its parts, are all gross conventional truths of the car. They're called gross because they're easy to understand. We can understand the car is a product of all of the parts of the car, the fact it was put together in a factory, and so forth. We understand, that's the car. It's appearing due to all those causes and conditions. So that's easy for us to understand. We can see things arise in dependence upon causes and conditions, like the car, depending upon its parts, depending upon its causes. The car depending upon its basis of imputation is quite subtle, not easy to understand, but it's still a gross conventional truth. So what is the basis of imputation? It's simply all of the parts of the car assembled in the appropriate way and functioning. We can say that it functions. If you press the ignition switch, it functions, the car works. So all of those parts and the function and all the rest of it put together are the basis of imputing the car. If we see such a phenomenon and then we call it a car, that's a correct imputation. The car existing as a, what do you say, it's still a gross conventional truth. It's fairly easy to understand, but it's more difficult than the causes and conditions, okay? Basis of imputation. So now we go to the level of subtle conventional truth. This is the most difficult to understand. In fact, we can only understand subtle conventional truth once we've realized emptiness, which is why I'm teaching it now, after having taught emptiness. Okay, it's a deeper level of understanding emptiness. If we understand the body we normally see cannot be found upon searching, okay, then we can begin to understand that the body is a mere appearance to our mind. But if we can't understand that the body we normally see does not exist, if we can't do the analysis, we can't find that emptiness, then now talking about the subtle conventional nature of the body won't work. What do you mean the body's just a name? The body's just an appearance? We have all these questions coming. So we're using the car here as an example. The car existing merely as an imputation by thought is the subtle conventional truth of the car. So the car exists, what does it say, merely as an imputation by thought. That's the subtle. What that means is, without that thought, car, there's no car. The only car that actually exists is this imputation, car. All of those other things, the basis of imputation, the parts, the causes, they're not the car, are they? Do you think they're the car? We need to keep thinking, don't we? Is the engine the car? No. The factory where it was produced, was that the car? No. All the metal, all the rubber, I don't know what they put in cars nowadays. All those materials, are they the car? No, they're not the car. So where's the car? The car is merely an imputation by thought. If you take that imputation away, where's the car? There's no car. Take the name away. Take the imputation away. What's appearing to your mind? Something. Yeah, well, what is it? I don't know. Well, let's give it a name. Let's call it a car. Oh, yeah, it's a car. Hey, it's a car. That's a car. I can see a car. It's over there. So this is how things come into existence, through being named, through being an imputation, you know, from thought. If you take the name away, no object, you know. It's very good if you've done a lot of traveling and you go to foreign countries and you see all kinds of strange things that you don't know the names of. They have no name for them. So when you're discussing them with people, you say, oh, that thing with a this, blah, blah, blah. Very vague, isn't it? And then someone says to you, oh yeah, that's durian fruit. That's durian, the king of fruits, the most delicious and delightful, tasty fruit in Asia. But of course, it's not. But when we get a name, then we're happy, aren't we? Because we then think that we've found something. In fact, we're just using a name, just mere name. We think we've found something. But if we search behind that name, what do we find? Nothing. We don't find durian by investigating. We don't find a car by taking all the parts. We don't find. Just a name. So I hope you get that. Because here, Geshe-la says, when we thoroughly realize subtle conventional truth, when we thoroughly realize subtle conventional truth, we have realized both conventional truth and ultimate truth. So we may have heard these words many times in the past, conventional truth, ultimate truth, but we can only fully understand them when we thoroughly understand subtle conventional truth, that is, that phenomena exist as mere name, mere appearance, mere imputation. The word mere, what does it mean when we say mere, mere, mere? The word mere means that apart from the name or the imputation, there's nothing. There's just the name. There's just the imputation, or there's just the appearance. There's nothing extra. There's nothing behind that appearance. It's just an appearance.